saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, John, I haven't heard a good fart joke in so long. I love you, John. Bye.
This episode is dedicated to Anthony Gonzalez, Jordan Medea, Lauren Mack, Amy Butterfield, Kay and Gray, Scott Covert, Kevin Walker, Janu Striesbeck, and Anna Silva, and all of our supporters at Patreon.com. This is for everyone, people.
Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening, the show where everybody's got a funny life story. So why don't you let us tell yours? Episode 214, brought to you the week of May 20th, 2014. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison. And with me, as always, is John, Westinghouse tutorial guru, Steinklauber. How you doing, John?
Very good today, and how are you? It's good to know that you are. Sorry, I just thought technical support.
Yeah.
No. Actually, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to that tutorial on a YouTube channel near me.
Oh,
I haven't seen it posted.
Well, you know, that's going to be part of my weekly update. So.
Oh, good.
Stand by.
Speaking of weekly things, there was a photo I saw on your Instagram, and I just wanted to comment. I noticed some things in this photo of your office, and I just wanted to point them out publicly. You have a giant office.
It's bigger than most offices I've ever had.
Yeah.
It's not that big, though. It's
pretty big. Pretty big, and it's got some really blue carpet.
Oh my goodness.
It's like it's the kind of blue that only churches buy.
Yeah, because it's like on sale 20 years ago. And that is the exact truth. That stuff's probably been there since they built the building.
Yeah, church carpet is like they shouldn't even have carpet. They should have concrete floors like Home Depot. And
you know, there could be something to be said for that.
You think it's funny? My first job, First Church Sheffield, they were and still have this. They have concrete floors. The whole thing is set up like a theater. So there's seating that kind of rises up like an amphitheater, and they have carpet for the main aisles, you know, but then underneath the seats, it's nothing but concrete. And they take the church is so giant, they take leaf blowers. And they just blow all the crap down to the front altar area. Yeah. It saves them tons and tons of time. Water bottles, tissues, candy wrappers, you know, God knows what.
Man.
But I know you thought I was going to point out something else about your office picture. And that
about
is that
it being so awesomely organized.
Yeah, it is a immaculate example of children's ministry organization.
Thank you.
There was hardly any tubs of crap overflowing, koosh balls for no reason,
junk.
Just, yeah, no, not junk. Junk maybe, but bouncy balls and an IKEA desk. I know a lot of people are giving you a hard time about your messy children's ministry office, but having been in children's ministry myself, I will tell you a theory that I've always had is that if you go into a pastor's office and it is clean, then he's not really working. That's my theory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because who has time to clean their office?
Well, even my boss, who had an immaculate office, had the messiest, god-awful mess of a desk. And so that still counted as a messed up mess. And geniuses, and creative people have crappy offices. So anyway, I just want to pick on you a little bit. I have a news story, and I don't know, we never do this, but it struck me this week, and I thought you would enjoy it, so I wanted to share it with you. It's from HuffingtonPost.com. The title is "Booger Graffiti is Not Funny to Cary, North Carolina." Okay, that's the title. It will take more than tissues for police in a North Carolina town to take care of the mildly offending graffiti being spray painted on businesses and signs. Investigators say the words snot and booger have been painted on at least 20 different places this year in Cary. The police say the graffiti isn't believed to be gang related. Really?
I don't know. It could be a new
the booger gang, yo.
It's the boogs.
It's the boogs, yo.
The snots and the boogs.
The snot fighting each other. Yo, this bug belongs to the snots. No, it don't.
It's a bunch of preschoolers.
We're the boogs and the snot. That's good stuff. Anyway. Go ahead.
At first when you started reading that, I thought it was actually boogers and snot being used as graffiti.
Yeah, I did too. That's why I clicked the link. I felt a little bait and switched there. But they said that it hasn't caused any permanent damage. But Captain Don Hamilton says removing the graffiti is costly and the problem can't be overlooked. Authorities say they are accepting anonymous tips about this graffiti on Crime Stoppers line. You've got a good theory there, a working theory, John.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, when I read that, booger graffiti is snot funny. And then I read the first line, that it was going to take more than tissues. I was like, dude, somebody is tagging stuff with this cool graffiti font, but they're using boogers. And that is the most amazing thing I've ever heard of.
Because you were ready to see some booger graffiti.
Yes, I want to know what that looks like. I want the dude from Ripley's Believe It or Not to go over there and photograph this dude and get him famous. And that's just one of those things that if a cop came by and saw booger graffiti, that's when he goes, I ain't even mad. That is amazing. Go ahead and deface.
This is so cool.
It's so dang cool. Speaking of which, I saw something on somebody's Instagram, somebody that's in New York or something, and this Chinese dude, was painting calligraphy on the sidewalk, and I was like thinking, man, I'm surprised he could get away with that. But what he was doing is he was using water on the concrete, and so it would make it dark. And then as he would finish, it would dry up and he'd go back and write something else. And I was like, that is so dang orientally Chinese or something. That's just so freaking cool. That's awesome.
Crazy.
It's a great idea. You know,
just using water.
It makes Dick Van Dyke be, you know, writing on the sidewalk look stupid. You know,
it's a jolly holiday with Mary.
The worst British accent. Yeah, you'll ever hear, besides John's, is Dick Van Dyke's.
Wait, I was imitating him.
Oh, okay. It's a jolly holiday with Mary. Mary makes you feel so bright. I do the animals. When the day is gray and ordinary, Mary makes the sunshine bright. Oh, happiness is blooming. Yeah, I could do the whole thing. Sorry. It's an illness. Oh, that's graffiti.
Awesome.
Oh, I've been reading a book.
Yeah?
I've been reading lots of books, but this is the first one I'll share on our comedy podcast because we are both fans of the one called Jim Gaffigan, right?
Yeah,
he has a book out.
I've heard.
It's called Dad is Fat.
Dad is Fat.
And it is amazing. I'm about halfway through with it. It is not a book about parenting. It is not a book about comedy. It is not a book. It's a series of like blog posts almost, of articles. And so there's like 500 of these things. Some of them are 4 pages. Some of them are 1 page. Some of them are half a page. And the book reads so well because of it. Because you're not,
really?
You can just pick it up and put it down. And I got it from the library. Which is I feel should be illegal. It's like downloading books, you know.
Except you have to give it back.
Well, yeah, I got a 14-day loan on this joker, so I gotta get it read. But it is awesome. I would suggest people get it if you like his stand up. He's exactly the same in there, except you get to hear like the him you would imagine you would see if you went like to dinner with him at his house.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
He doesn't do the voices, though, in the book, does he?
No, he doesn't. But
it's not funny.
Why is he writing so much about this?
I don't understand why he does that.
It's terrible. But, yeah, I introduced Jim Gaffigan to my hairdresser. She had never heard of him. I'd brought the book in with me because I was reading it there while I was sitting there. And, yeah, so... She'll look it up. She's kind of a geeky type of a girl, so she would like it. I was telling her about Netflix. So let's do some weekly updates real quick. Today,
that's what I got is quick weekly updates.
Good. Today I was wearing a brand new pair of shorts that my wife bought me.
Sweet.
I wear shorts a lot around the house. It is the official day wear of the depressed home alone dude.
I thought it was the official day wear of anybody living in Florida.
Okay, well, they're basketball shorts. They're the kinds that have the spots in them, you know, the little dots carved into exterior layer.
I got some on right now.
I've got
like breathable.
I've got five pairs of those, okay? I can wear them with, a pantsuit or a tie. I really mix it up good. But anyway, I'm wearing these brand new ones, and I go to bend over to pick something up, and I do this weird leg spread thing. You know, I finally, for once, decided to lift with my legs instead of my knees. And, dude, I hear the loudest rip you've ever heard. It is like a kid just held a piece of paper and tore it in half. It was like, just a clean cut.
Gotta love it.
It's and it was just like that. And I looked down expecting to see... You know, my birthday stuff. but nothing was there.
Is that your birthday?
No, it was not.
What happened? Nothing's there.
It's only a candle. It's no cake. Anyway, so I'm trying to figure it out. I go out about my business and like nothing happened. Obviously, you know, that maybe there was something inside. Maybe these are men's swimwear and it has an interior, net underpant, undergarment. Long story short, I did another move later on. I like did something reaching under the couch and I felt this one rip. I was like, am I coming open? Has my, has my little inseam there from my fix it days come apart. I didn't feel anything. So long story short, I finally pulled down my trunks and had a look, and I don't know what happened to the front of my boxers. I don't know. I've never had this happen to any pair. I've never had any tear, get holes or anything, but this thing looks like a badger got dropped down the front of my pants and just went crazy. It is tore up like somebody did it on purpose. So it was weird. But it's weirder just basically to hear the sound of something ripping.
Because the pants weren't really ripped.
And nothing.
But the undies was.
My unders. I never had that happen. You know, because when you wear whiteies, your underwear can't rip. Because it's stretchy, you know. It's
like part of your body.
Yeah, it moves with you. But boxers, I guess, have, you know, if you're wearing them low enough and you spread your legs fast enough, you know, you can tear something wide open, so
which is true for many things.
I don't know what you're saying. I'm trying to protect your job, so I don't know. I'm gonna do it.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I just said that. I don't know what that means either, and it just came out of my mouth.
All right, John, your turn, man.
Okay, so last week I was talking about the Westinghouse video, and it reminded me that hey, maybe I should just go ahead and finish this thing. Even though the TV doesn't work anymore, I could put some kind of creative ending to it.
You could turn it into a fishbowl. I've seen that. Well, that's flat panel. Never mind.
Yeah, it is a flat panel.
That freaking fish would be in that thing just scooting, touching both glass pieces. Just,
this stinks.
I can't eat anything.
Turn it into a picture frame. Wow, the picture is so lifelike. But so I decided, you know, Johnny's been begging to take care of the TV for me. I mean, he's like, Dad, can I have the TV? Because I know what he's going to do with it. He's going to smash it. He's going to destroy it. And so I'm like, well, let me get the camera and okay, it'll be all yours. And And so I looked and I started looking for my videos that I had done because I was going to make a, you know, nice compilation video. And I realized that I had deleted not just the videos, but I deleted the entire album, which is like 3 or 4 months worth of pictures that I've had on my phone. And of course, I don't have everything being backed up to Dropbox. And because I use an Android, I realized I just completely didn't. I lost it.
I hate so, that. Yeah. Were you able to run a recovery thing on it or anything? Because you know you can.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet. It's only a couple days ago, so I might.
As soon as possible, dude. Yeah, yeah. Recover. That's the name of the thing. And if you can mount it as a hard drive, and and run that scan on that Joker, man, you can get most of that, if not all of it, back. So. I hate hearing those stories. Oh,
yeah. Well, so you've lived through that. So.
Very recently. I mean, it still feels recent, you know.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Podcast Kid is going to be coming back to the airwaves here shortly because we finally got the requested sponsorship amount that we wanted. And
sweet.
I've found that the all the music and the bumpers in the intro and outro are gone. Yeah. So I had to track down the original voiceover work done by Schaefer and then the music that I had purchased from a website, and I was able to get all that together. So now I've got all the pieces. So I still saved the day, even though I didn't get, you know, the easy thing. I didn't get what I wanted, but hate to hear that. Dinner tonight, Jen's like, can we go out? I'm like, absolutely. I love going out. Yes. She goes, well, I know this place has got great pizza, and I should have known. My wife has never tempted me with anything that's not good for me before. She's never said, there's this great pizza place we need to go to, or there's this place that has amazing donuts, or there's this great cupcake factory where you can't even leave and you just have to eat cupcakes until you die.
Intravenous sugar. I mean, yeah, come on.
She's never done anything like that, so I should have known. Well, we get there, and it's this California Grill. And
California Pizza Kitchen?
Are the two, well, let me get there. The California Grill with an E at the end. Grill, that kind of place. And the minute I saw that freaking crap, I should have ran because California Grill is the scariest, nastiest thing. I hate everything about not just California grills. I hate everything about California and everyone who lives there. No offense.
No, I can understand it.
No offense to Californians, but I hate all of you, okay, and your food. There are three things that you know when you step into a California Grill. First of all, you're not there for the pizza. The pizza is not even pizza. It's on some little piece of pita bread. It's like they wipe a tomato on it, and then they put something like broccoli and chicken on it. You know, that's not pizza, okay? So I get this food bowl. And I knew, and there was no pictures. There's no pictures on the menu. It's hipster, dude. It's hipster.
Oh, no.
Sounds
expensive.
There's no $5.99 or $8.99. It is $10, $8, $11, $6. Just clean, minimalistic. I should have known. But I know three things about California Grill type stuff. First, your food's going to be colorful. Secondly, it is going to be attractive looking. But thirdly, it is going to be poisonous to any Southern people to eat. And that's what I experienced. I'm eating this stuff. And my wife is looking at my face and she's like, do you like it? I'm like, no. She's like, but you're eating it. I said, yeah. So it's got some redeeming qualities. It's got just enough.
$50 for it.
Yeah. No joke. What she asked me later, what does it taste like? You know, because what I got was I got brown rice with some sort of Thai experiment on top of it. That was what I thought I was going to try to make myself, something that was going to be like a pad thai or payway or something from Panda Grill. I was going to try to do something close to that. I should have known better. So I got the thai on top of the thing. She says, what does it taste like? And I'm sitting there trying to figure it out. First of all, I didn't know what the little green things were. They were scallions, and there was 5 billion of them in there. So here it is. Scallions. I'm eating, and yeah. I said, it just tastes like someone, you know, like everyone ordered something different and they scraped a little bit of it off into my bowl. That's what my food tastes like. And the first person ordered rice. The second person ordered a salad, and the third person just ordered an entire plate of just onions and then said, no, I don't want these. You can have them all. Because that's what it tasted like. It was like onions, 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 onions. So, and then there's little pieces of lettuce everywhere in there. And I've never experienced this in, when you order a salad, you expect shredded lettuce type stuff or lettuce leaves or something. But I didn't order anything with lettuce in it, but there was lettuce there. And that's the thing I hate about California grills is lettuce is trying to get in everything. You can order a hamburger, and usually there's lettuce on top. There will be lettuce woven into the meat fibers and stuff like that.
It's a secretly healthy place.
Well, Georgia people know the truth, that salad only belongs in one place. It has a place, and it is underneath 2 inches of Baco's and about a cup and a half of Hidden Valley Ranch. That is it.
Oh, man.
Lastly, I'll just say this. I only know 3 hipsters in real life.
Really?
One of them's name's Matt, one's Christian, and the other one's Josh. And I saw 2 of them tonight in that restaurant.
No way.
Kid you not.
It's a hipster place. They knew about it before it was cool.
They were there with all the other guys. So anyway, your turn. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
Dinner was gross, by the way, in case you didn't gather.
I haven't eaten yet. I fell asleep on the couch today after I got back from work. My son's like, Dad, will you play Minecraft with me? I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there, and we have it on the PS3, so it's kind of easy to do with 2 people, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm hearing him. He keeps calling my name. I'm like, what? I'm playing. And then I realize I'm sleeping. It's the weirdest thing. So that said, I haven't had dinner yet, and I'm hungry. And I would have totally eaten whatever it was that you had because it sounded delicious.
Oh, it was gross. Everybody else had pizza, by the way.
You tried it.
My son had pepperoni pizza. My daughter had regular cheese pizza. My wife had this chicken marsala pizza. And I didn't know. I didn't even see the dumb pizza. I'd forgotten that's what had drawn me there in the first place. So I could have had, I don't know. It tastes like eating. I told you, it's not pizza. I don't know what it is. It's like some sort of leftovers.
Something on top of bread.
It's like you went out to your southern family's reunion. They took everything that was left over that nobody wanted to eat off their plates, and they opened a restaurant.
That's what they do in California.
It's got the chili peppers. It's got the weird little squiggles. It's got the crusty breads. It's got weird shape. They don't even cut the pineapple correctly. They look like little half pencils broken in half. It was weird. I had to eat 5 of them before I realized, this is pineapple. Why are they doing this? So
Were they stabbing it with
a straw and then spitting it out into a bowl? I don't know. California.
Pineapple straws. There you go.
It was weird.
Start something new.
Speaking of weird, I take a lot of pills as part of my coming back to life therapy. It's what I do. It's part of my job. I take pills in the morning and pills at night, and it helps my brain do what it's supposed to do. And I'm really good at swallowing pills. Back in the day, if I took a Tylenol, an Advil, I'd choke on it. I'd have to throw it down the back of my throat, drink water, still have it up. Dude, I can swallow 15 pills, a handful, and nothing. I can do it dry.
You're a pro.
I am a pro. But the problem comes in when I got my new cup. I have this cup, and it's an improvement over my last Bubba cup. My wife likes it a lot better. It's taller. It's about 22 ounces, so it's smaller. It's see-through. It's double-cupped, so it doesn't condense all over my desk and everything. It's a lot more acceptable than the big keg thing that I used to drink out of. So
we're cool.
She likes it. But the problem is I tried to use it the other day to drink, to get water into my body so I could swallow these pills. And I forgot for a second that I had the big honking thick rubber straw stuffed down in there. And I've had straws up my nose before, and it hurts. It kind of crunches in. It takes a little bit. It takes a pineapple straw slice out,
You've had straws up your nose.
I have.
Before.
We've all done that where you forget, and you're like, ugh! But this one was thick.
Because of my eye.
This one was like having a dead man's finger up your nose.
Oh.
And his bone has been pulled out of his finger. So it was just like that. It was like hollow flesh going all the way up my nose. And it went far because it could change shape. A straw can't do that, but this rubber surgical tubing thing did and could. So it saw into my past. That's how far in it went.
Good grief.
It saw my memories.
You're trying to go to your stomach, and so that way you could just, like, snort the pills or something?
Yep. That's it. I was trying to give myself one of those, you know, intravenous trachs. Yeah, a trach. I was giving myself a trach.
You're so intubating yourself.
Yeah, there you go. So I could just throw the pills right back, right down there. So,
just skip the breathing part. It's nasty.
So you got to tell me about this thing that I see down here in code. That's your weekly update, because it was there last week, and I'm dying. I'm dying to know what it's about.
Okay. Well, this is my son James, the youngest. He's in pre-K this year.
Oh boy.
Because as I don't know if I've ever told you this, but there is a school I probably have affiliated with the church that I work at now. And so one of the perks is he gets to go to school there.
Very cool.
So he's learning all sorts of cool stuff, and he's a smart little booger. But he doesn't his words don't always come out right. And they're kind of, you know, he replaces some words and sounds, and I don't know, like his letters and stuff. I don't know. Anyways, he has kind of a – you really have to pay attention to him sometimes.
Yeah.
And so he came up to me the other day, and he whispered something in my ears. And he said, "Dad is so sprayers." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he says, "Dad is so sprayers." And usually I can get him to, like, show me what he's talking about, because he's talking about a Lego or talking about something in Minecraft or whatever. And I said, "What do you mean? Can you show me?" And then he said, "Dad is so sprayers." Like, that's a song.
Oh, God answers prayers.
God answers prayers. Yeah, it might not be funny to anybody else,
no,
but I know
that's
that
great.
You have gone through that, because didn't Jay have have some speech things that he
Jay
was
Jay is
with?
Still in there. He just today at dinner, there was this little exercise that had a sentence. Said, find how many words you could find, you know, out of the letters in this sentence. And after a little bit of encouragement and teaching, he was able to start finding these letters. And I kind of tune out, and his sister and him are fighting, and so I lean over, like, "What's going on? What's going on?" And she's like, Jay's like, "She won't tell me how to spell this word." And I'm like, "Jenna, what's the deal?" And she goes, I was like, "Never mind, Jay, what's the word?" And he goes, "It's loaf. How do you spell loaf?" I'm like, "That's not a word." And Jenna's like, "That's what I was trying to tell him." He was really upset that loaf wasn't a word.
Loaf?
Loaf. Not loaf, like, but loaf. Like, if you mispronounce love, loaf. The long O sound.
Oh, man. Yeah. At least he's not asking you to tell you what word starts with what letter. That's what James says. He says, "What number is that?" when he's pointing at letters. "What number is that?"
Jay's do the same thing. Same thing.
It must be in the name.
Same
thing. You did
it
when you were a kid. Awesome.
All right, I'll stop with this one. Because there's a lot of great things that happen that I can't always share just for time's sake. But this one I'm going to try to share as calmly and as quietly as I can and carefully, because it really did happen. And I'm not going to exaggerate it. But it is kind of gross and a little bit explicit. Okay.
Warning. If it's anything like last week's show.
No, I'm really going to try to keep it down. Here we go. So I was driving in my car, and this place that I'm at, St. Petersburg, is kind of like it's a beach town, and the beach kind of reaches into even the center of town. So people are always on bikes, and they're always on these mopeds. And it's commonplace to see them, even the smaller ones that can only do 30 miles per hour. It's common to see them in traffic, and you go around them, and that's that thing. But at this particular stop, there was a lady. She was an older lady, like a really old lady on a moped. I was like, wow, cool, old lady on a moped. I don't usually see that. And then I was like, wow, this old lady on a moped, she must be going to a costume party, because she had leather coat on with a red shirt, and she had this leather skirt. And I was like, that's an awfully short skirt. And then I realized something, kind of like you can't unsee it and you can't turn away.
Please no.
But her legs were spread, straddling that joker, you know, because when you're riding a moped, your legs are together. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing on each side. It's not like a motorcycle. But when you have to hold yourself up, those legs have to come out. And I don't know. She probably, at just that moment, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, she probably realized that that was a bad clothing choice for that method of transportation. I'm going to call it a costume malfunction.
Oh,
but
mercy.
That short skirt and those legs. All I could just tell you this: she had on white underwear. That's all I'll say. It was horrible, and I don't know if she knew, or if she didn't care, or if she was just clueless. You know, I don't know.
I'm going to opt for the latter.
Maybe she was advertising. I have absolutely no idea. But
St. Pete, why?
Easily thought, you know, maybe you could do a little side straddle there, you know, and lean it over and you know, but I don't know.
It's not like you have to straddle the seat for a moped. There's nothing in front of you. You can keep that together.
Yeah, but she was stopped. At the stop sign, you know, or stoplight, and for an amount of time, and had to hold this thing up, and there's a floor, you know, so you actually have to spread your legs further than you would on a regular bike, and I just don't think she was thinking it through. So
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Bad dinner, old ladies straddling mopeds, that's
gross.
I do apologize. I hope that you can recover from that.
I think I will. just one day, you know, maybe I will have the opportunity to help someone else out. You know, maybe I will ride a moped in a mini skirt.
No. Oh, geez. If you do, I'll send you $15.
I bet I would hear a ripping sound if I did.
You have to get it on. You have to post it on Facebook for a week.
Okay. Oh crap! Speaking of miniskirt, my son comes running up in this cute little white frilly skirt today, just with the butt looking grin on his face. He's like, "Dad," and I'm like, "Ugh!" And he goes, "And I love it." And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "It was a dare. It was a dare, Dad. It was a dare." And he runs back in. And the kids are laughing and laughing. This happens a lot. This happens. I've told you about their
they like to
their dare, truth or dare things. Jay doesn't know how to play truth or dare properly. Jenna does. She realizes that with dares, it's supposed to be something embarrassing or something that is gross or something you don't want to do. Jay tries to manipulate time and space with his. Jenna will say, okay, dare. So she'll be like, you need to put on a skirt and go tell Dad that you want to marry him. That's what you got to do. You know, that's her thing. Jay comes back. He thinks about it. And he comes back. He did this to me one time. He's like, Dad, I dare you to give me three things out of your office that are buzz things. And I'm like, what? There's no way. That's not a dare. And he does that with Jenna, too. He's like, I dare you to give me half of your Christmas money. And he thinks this is going to work every time. He thinks you could just tell by the way he's saying it. He's finally, he's like a little evil genius. I figured it out. I'm going
to get something.
I want half of your money.
Dad, I dare you to buy me ice cream and feed it to me for dinner.
Exactly. That's exactly his logic.
It's a good dare, actually.
Let's move into some news real quick. Patreon.com, 26 backers. Guys, I appreciate all of you. If you haven't yet, go over to patreon.com/NLcast. See if you can't help us out. There are rewards and all kinds of good stuff. Speaking of one of the rewards, I tried to send one out to Kay and Gray today or last week, and it came back. And it's because he's in the military and he's on a military base. And they're really picky about the address or something. I mean, I wrote it out exactly right. I confirmed it with him, but they still rejected it and sent it back. And I hate it. He was so awesome. He's like, don't worry about it. I'm just glad to support the show. I'm just glad to be doing it. I'm glad you guys are back online. Don't even worry about it. And I'm like, is there somebody I can send it to? You know, like your mom or something. So there are, you know, stickers that we send out and surprises here and there that aren't even written down. I've been thinking about some stuff that I'm going to bust out on the folks that are giving $2, $3, $4, $5 a show, and seeing what they can do. But guys, you can do 25 cents a show if that's all you can do. Do a 5 cents a show. Anything helps, and it helps support the show. Honestly, it helps me feel more like a man. Because right now, the closest thing I have to employment as it stands is podcasting. It's what I'm doing for a living right now. So help us out, patreon.com. Speaking of podcasting, I am announcing right now, very early, by the way, two new shows that I'm going to be doing as part of the NLcast network. They are both TV related. One of them is cool. For the show, the NBC show, Constantine, that's going to be coming out. And it's a pretty spooky, scary, you know, demons and angels, and this guy's got powers and all this kind of stuff. It's based on a DC comic from the Vertigo line from 1988, or I'm sorry, 89. It ran.
There's a movie, right?
Yeah. Nobody really liked it. But it ran for 300 issues. It stopped in 2013, and now they're doing a series called Constantine. But this one's based on the original comic series. So,
cool.
I'm going to be starting that up. My wife and I are going to be watching it together, and so that'll be fall of 2014. So I hope you'll stay tuned. Go over right now. You can go to ConstantineCast.com, and it's spelled Constant. T-I-N-E.
Not like teenager?
No, cast.com. And you can sign up. Just give me your name and email address, and we'll send you an email to let you know when the show is up. Cool. The other one is going to be with my daughter, and we're going to be doing a new show that's coming out on the Disney Channel in exactly 38 days. It's called Girl Meets World, and it is a continuation of the famous 90s show Boy Meets World.
It's got, no way.
Yeah, it's got Corey and Topanga. They're in New York. They got a 13-year-old daughter and a little boy, and it just goes right. Mr. Feeny's there, all the favorite people.
Crazy.
And it's following, you know, the daughter, and there's life lessons, and it also follows him. Apparently, he's got he's a teacher at her school and the whole thing. So I'm really excited about it, and I figured we'd get in there while the getting's good. So my daughter and I will be doing a podcast on that in just a matter of weeks. So girlmeetsworldcast.com. And again, give me your name and address, email address.
And your credit card number.
We'll holler at you when it's time to subscribe. That's a great thing to do. Hey, if you're a hobby podcaster, if you're out there and you say, I am a hobby podcaster. I do it for fun. I'm doing a TV podcast, a couples cast, whatever. Or you're somebody that's interested in getting started. We started a hobby podcaster group over on Facebook. So just search for the hobby podcaster group or go to podcast.nlcast.com and look in the show notes for episode 214, and it'll be right there. Just wanted to mention also that you can still sponsor just one show for $5 at podcast.nlcast.com. Click on Support NLcast, and you can do that through Facebook PayPal, and we'll mention you on the show. And for $10, we'll do whatever you want us to do. So like Christian did last week. Yeah, no Belfies, but we'll mention, you know, your message if you're a mom that wants to dedicate a show to your son or your grandpa or something like that. That's the way to do it. I also want to remind you, you can join us live every Tuesday or Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern at podcast.nlcast.com/live. And I would be amiss if right now I did not mention the chat room. So I'm going to holler
they're anxious.
Out. They are. I see Normalize Boring. Dr. Louie, that's a name I haven't seen for a while.
Dr. Louie.
Rhinox, Alexander 18, JJ, let's see, Christian, and Rylan, and that's there's a lot. There's a few in there. Rhinox, Dr. Louie has said that. Yeah, there's a bunch of folks just hanging out, just listening. That's me. I'm always that guy. Just hanging out in the background. So please join us live. You get to see stuff nobody else gets to see. Trust me, especially last episode.
Hey, are you going to release that that unpodcasted stuff to the Patreon listeners?
No. No.
Oh man, goodness. That was awesome. And hilarious. I hope my boss doesn't listen while...
No, there's nothing on there now. It's all gone. Dude, I even took the stuff about the ring out of there, you know? It's all gone.
I saw that commercial at nauseam last week.
Yes.
So, it is stupid.
It is ridiculous. That is the most edited show I think I've ever put out. And,
whoa.
Yeah. So there, half the listeners got the first, the original show. It was actually called It's Hulu's Fault. Episode 213. And then I pulled it, I edited it down some more. I'd already edited it a little bit, and I took out all the stuff about the Nuva ring, and I took out the references to the celebrity, quote unquote, that we had talked about at length. And I took all that out because I did a little tiny bit of research and found out. Anyway, it just wasn't something we needed to be talking about on the show. But we didn't know, you know. So yeah. I took that out, and I took out the original recap song, and I renamed it
Westinghouse Showerhead.
Westinghouse Showerhead, exactly.
That's a cool name, too, by the way.
And named it after your reference there. And re-uploaded it. And so if you got the first episode and you're offended, I'm sorry. If you got the edited episode and you're offended, I'm even more sorry. So
yeah, because it's like completely different.
It is totally different. So let's do some listener stories real quick. In our first apartment, less than a year after getting married, my wife and I were in bed. I was without apparel for some reason. I don't remember why. He says, As we laid there, we heard a soft noise fluttering somewhere in the direction of my desk. I got a flashlight and investigated, and it found a moth near the light of the power supply. It was likely, you know, it was drawn to the lone beacon in an otherwise darkened room. Once again, the source of the sound... once I knew what the sound was, I laid back in the bed. I happened to have no covers over me.
Oh, jeez.
As I was drifting to sleep, I jokingly told my wife, "Hey, I hope the moth doesn't land on my junk."
Oh, jeez.
Well, guess what happened just a little bit later? The moth landed on my junk. So he says, I don't entirely recall exactly what happened after that, aside from my wife was laughing a lot, and I captured the moth and somehow was able to release it into the wild to tail its tail.
I'm just going to not even comment on that.
Well, I'll comment on two things. One, if a moth touched my junk, that moth is dead. Okay? That is off limits to all vermin. And insects, okay? Period. Yeah. Secondly, he mentioned the moth's story. So I couldn't help myself. I kind of thought up a story. So here it is. Hey, guys, I was looking for some light in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I found something shaped like a light bulb.
What was it?
But it wasn't a big light bulb. It was like a tiny light bulb, like on a Christmas tree.
Oh, like a little LED? Yeah.
Yeah. I could tell that it was turned on, but no light was coming out.
Oh. I can't even follow with anything.
Holy jeez.
So, next thing I know, I was outside. So, yeah. That was from Justin. So, thank you, Justin. Oh. And thank you, Moth.
No, thank you, Justin. I don't like that.
See, that's what I love about the show is he probably remembered that when we did Toilet Moth. And yeah. Every now and then you'll get these stories that just tie right in with past episodes, and I love that. So this one's from Elizabeth. She's a common contributor, and I don't mean common as in not funny. She is hilarious. Here it is. I was at Wawa using one of those for real milkshake maker things where you take a cup of ice cream, you peel off the lid, stick it in the machine, and it magically poops out a milkshake.
Awesome.
That sounds awesome. We have Wawas. They're brand new here. I'm going to go do one of those and get one of those tomorrow. I want something pooping out a milkshake for me. So I'm waiting for the machine. And suddenly this guy in gym clothes walks past and looks at me. Then he sticks his head back around the corner and says, "You know all the boys are going to come to your yard, right?" Obviously referencing the milkshake song. The milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. So I just sort of raised an eyebrow and kind of nodded slowly. He goes, "Yeah, you know, because of the song." She goes, "Uh-huh." Still nodding.
"Ah, milkshake brings all the boys to the yard."
She still has a little smirk on her face. And he goes, like the milkshake song, right? So he's trying to make it funny. And she goes, "Yes." Oh,
and she's just like, "Yes, I don't care."
"Yes," I said a bit more firmly, and I walked away. He went and got a drink from the cooler, and then he passed me again and said, "Sorry, I'm just hyper." And then at checkout, he advised the cashier, "Do not drink before working out. It's not a good idea." That's what he said to the cashier. He began singing along with the music that was playing in the store, horribly, I might add, and said out loud, "Yeah, I was on American Idol. I almost won, too." And he paid, then he left.
Wow.
Elizabeth.
See, that is a prime example, because I would have been that dude. And then the moment would just kept getting more and more awkward, and I would have been like, "No, I have to defend my humor." And
yeah, except we're worse because we wouldn't have been stoned at all in any capacity. We would have just been.
He at least had an excuse.
Yeah.
Terrible one, but an excuse.
You know, all the boys are going to come to your yard because of the milkshake, obvious humor, yeah. Yeah.
Get it? Because it's a song. Yeah. Oh, crap. I need to explain it now.
Yeah, we kind of get it. We kind of get it. Like today, I was talking to one of the hipster guys, and he had a lady with him, and I was talking about how young I actually, because he showed me a picture of himself in high school, and he said that he used to get made fun of, and I said, "Well, it's because you have a baby face," and I understand what that's like, because I had a baby face. I'm 41 right now. I said, "But if you were to shave this mustache or this goatee, I would look 30 easily, and also I would look like I was about 3 times heavier because this thing has a amazing slenderizing effect." I said, "You don't believe me?" So I go and I covered up my goatee with my hand and I stuck my belly out real far. And they all went, "Ugh!" So
it's crazy.
So then I stopped and I was like, "Okay, I just did that." And my wife was horribly embarrassed. And yeah, because prior to that, I'd said, "Yeah, truly. I said, you know, my body's actually touching all of you right now. That's how fat I am, and you just don't know."
And I was messed up.
So then I tried, but I do stuff like that, and then I try to fix it by doing the stick out your belly thing, and then I'm like, "Oh crap! I just made it worse. I
just embarrassed myself even more."
I don't care, but my wife, I feel sorry for her. Really, she has to put up with me. The kids laughed, but.
I'm just wondering why a dude carries a picture of himself from high school around.
Well, it was his ID from high school, and
he must have been pretty young then.
He's fresh out of college type age, I think. But
got it.
This one comes to us from Keith. It is one of our favorite ways to take in information. It's a story from middle school, told both in adult language and middle school language. So here we go.
Yes,
there's not too much to tell about this, he says. As we stood in the basement hallway near my friend's locker before class one morning, a door flew open next to us. A steady stream of girls came rushing out. Curious about what they were doing in that room, we asked one of the stragglers that was coming, what was the deal? It was the practice room for the junior high chorus. Of course, being red-blooded 13-year-old boys that we were, and we couldn't sing at all, we promptly talked to the teacher in charge and signed up. Here's the middle school version of the story. Okay, so like I said, we were standing in the hallway before second period. It wasn't first period, like, you know, because hopefully you would think it was because first period was like only for high schoolers. And we were junior high schoolers, and our classes start with second period. It was a bummer because we also had to stay later an hour than the high schoolers so that they wouldn't run over us with their cars and stuff. And so it's like a delayed thing. But don't ask us why that was. It was just the way the school did it. So my friend, we were down in the locker, and I didn't like that locker because his locker. So we'd actually trade the lockers because it was very close to the exit, and I liked that one, and it's really close to school I like, or at least it was, but she traded with her friend because she didn't want to be next to me anymore. So anyway, I was like very close to Spanish 2 in second period, and it was easier just to hang out there until the bell rang. So because like my locker was hopefully on the first floor, I don't know why they called it the first floor, because it was a basement, and the basement's really the first floor. They should call it the main floor and then negative one floor, but hopefully everybody knows which way to go. LOL. Lols.
Lols.
So we were talking, hopefully, and this door was totally thrown off its hinges, and a parade of hot girls came exploding out. I mean, explosion of hot girls, and it was all we could do was stand there with our eyes popping out, and all we could do is stare, and hopefully, until finally we came to our senses, and we asked one of them, "Hey, Chick," and she says, "Don't call me Chick. I ain't no Chick." And I was like, "Hey, no big deal, no problem. I just want to know about the class, because like every girl in junior high is right there, and you guys are all there, and we don't have first period. On high school, I just have first period, and don't ask me why, hopefully. But what kind of class is that anyway?" And she was like, "I ain't telling you. Go inside and ask for yourself." And so, like we did, we found out it was a chorus, and a chorus is not just like a part of a song. It is like singing all kinds of songs. And so my friend and I, we took and we looked up at the guy, and we said, "Hopefully we can try to come in and do this before our first period, even though junior high doesn't have first period. Can we do this during first period?" And he said, "No." And I was like, "Me neither. We should go, though. Can we join anyway, even though you said no?" And then finally we looked at each other and he said yes.
Told in the true from tone of a middle schooler.
Yes. And added to quite a freaking bit.
It's a longer story when middle schoolers
I did a little bit of ad-libbing. When I was about 12, I had a little mishap while brushing my teeth. I love stories that start like that.
A little bit of a,
Just a normal thing.
Please tell me not a tooth gets knocked out or some bloody mess.
Somehow, while I was brushing my teeth, I managed to drop my toothbrush down the sink.
What?
After a few minutes of trying to pull it out the drain with my bare hand and failing, I got my dad to come upstairs, and he took the pipe in which the toothbrush was stuck apart so that he, you know, he got the channel locks and he unhooked the pipe, and there was my brush. See? Yeah. That the end of the story from my house would be you get a new toothbrush, but
leave the other one in there.
Yeah, the other one can stay and can collect hair. However, when he looked at the pipe, he saw it was dirty and he really wanted to clean it. So instead of moving down the hall or something like that, he decided to wash the pipe right there in the same sink.
When he started,
neither of us had caught the mistake. We just knew that the water sounded really, really loud and a lot louder than normal. So about 30 seconds later, we realized this was because the water was falling straight from the sink into the cabinet, and we didn't understand what was happening until the water from the cabinet overflowed onto the bathroom floor and soaking our socks and our feet. So we ended up having to replace the cabinet due to water damage and my dad due to water stupidity. But we can still never get over the embarrassment that came when we had to tell my mother exactly how we flooded the bathroom.
Oh, no.
When I was about 12, I had a little mishap while brushing my teeth. So you have to end with the same thing. And now you know the rest of the story.
And now you, yes, the rest of the story.
We got a featured story, and I wanted to share it today because one of the hipsters that I know told it to me while I was at the California Grillie. So his name.
So
was,
it wasn't a complete loss to eat at the California Grill.
It
with
was
an
not.
E.
I actually happened to just randomly hand him a nobody's listening business card, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I listen to the show all the time. You're on episode 3. What?" I'm like, 214. Oh yeah, caught in a lie. So I'll just blow it off. No big deal. But anyway, he did. He did, in fact, though, share the following quick story. It was pretty darn funny. He starts to say, this terrible thing happened to me. But then his friend, who's obviously a coworker or something, says, no, this is not something that happened to him. This was something that he did that got himself in trouble. He did something really stupid and got himself in a situation. I was like, I got my notebook out and the pen. I'm like, that's exactly what we're about. We'll write it right down right here.
So tell me more.
So Josh says, yeah, I go to work and I get there, and when my coworker shows up, I go out to get Starbucks. It's what I do every time. Well, he says, my coworker thought she would be really sweet, and she got me this gigantic coffee. It is not Starbucks, he said, though. It's this gross, nasty. It's got this hazelnut syrup, this fakey flavor that I just hate. And he's like, but what am I going to do? She was so sweet to me, and she probably spent $15 on this giant mug of coffee. So he says, what I did is I put it on the edge of the desk, and I started talking to somebody, and I kind of just started swaying back and forth in my chair. And then I just kind of accidentally bumped the entire 3-gallon jug over onto the floor.
Smart.
Oops, now we have to go and get some more coffee. Said, the problem was it was a carpeted floor. Coffee stains really bad. And he said, I felt really bad. I should have felt worse, because the poor little guy that had to clean it up, he came in and he's cleaning, he's scrubbing most of the day, and he happened to mention that today was his birthday.
Oh, so,
happy coffee day, little old man.
Man,
so
what a punk.
There's Josh's hipster coffee story. So
I just have to say, I worked as a facility.
A facility what? It wouldn't be nobody's listening if Skype didn't poop out on us at least once
I'm
a show.
I'm blaming Chatwing, and I was telling that awesome story, and what the heck?
It's recap song time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is, and it's got to have a song. It's got to. This one's dedicated to the lady who rode her moped.
I knew you were going to go there. Okay.
Hey, I'm not going to ask you to sing about a moth.
Good. Thank you.
No way. Not after last week.
Well, I'm 72, and I don't like to drive, but I had to get to the hospital to keep my husband alive. And the only thing I had to wear that was clean in the house was from my 26-year-old daughter, who goes out on the town. So I put on a skirt and my granny panties and red top and a leather jacket. And the only keys I could find were to her moped. What could possibly go wrong? I'm just on my way. Gotta save my husband. This could be his last day. But then I saw a stop sign, stop light coming round. Then I saw a problem. Stuff was gonna be displayed, everyone in town.
Everyone in town.
It's not what I wanted. I don't know about you, Mr. Moth, but I've seen things that'll make you lose your lunch, Mr. Moth. Touch things that no one should ever touch except through cloth. I don't know where you've been, Mr. Moth, but I have seen and done horrible accidental things. I'll stick to walls so people can squash me and spread my dusty wings. All right, what else?
How about a milkshake?
Okay.
Awkward milkshake. That brings the boys to the yard.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Darn right.
It's better than yours.
I got mine at Wawa, and a guy, he was fly, and he said, "Hey, you know, there's a little joke I'd like to tell you, 'cause I think I'm broke, and hopefully you give me a couple of cents so I can get a soda, 'cause I've been drinking." And he kept trying to say the joke over and over and over. And your milkshake will bring all the boys to the yard and the boys and the milkshake tart. And that's what I call him, at least in my mind. Finally, he left me alone and I was fine. He pooped out a milkshake, a guy got a drink, and he sang to the music and it made me think. Then he said, "Hey, I was on American Idol." I said, "Sure you were. You swear on the Bible?" And he just paid for his stuff and he left, and I got on with my business and my bad self. And that's all we got because my guitar pick fell into the guitar.
Lovely. Oh, I just got one question.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you super squeaky?
Oh, are you super squeaky? That reminds me. Here, listen to this.
So I got a pet snake from the Humane Society.
What?
And I was starting to get worried because he wasn't eating. So I called the vet and they said, "Okay, bring in a stool sample." But even after like a month, he hadn't gone to the bathroom. So I brought him in and the vet's holding him and he's like checking him out, squeezing him. And then it just all comes out like a tube of toothpaste. Right on the floor. And the vet's like, "Well, I guess we got a stool sample." Anyways, it turned out he was fine. He just wasn't eating because he was hibernating. But that is my snake poop story. Oh, this was Yanni. Or Janusz.
No way.
It was hard to pronounce his name. Okay, bye.
First of all, thank you. Thank you for sending that in. It was one of our first returns to voicemail submitted awesome stories. I love that. He wasn't eating because he was hibernating. Can you imagine what this stupid snake was having to go through? Dude, I'm trying to sleep. Quit feeding me mice, man. I don't want to take a dump.
I'm hibernating.
And he said the dude was squeezing the snake. I mean, I guess you're like milking him, you know, starting at the head and just working your way down.
Ain't no milkshake.
Tube of toothpaste. Do you roll it up on one end so you can get all of it out? I don't know, man. I would never own a snake anyway. Snakes are scary.
Well, the real amazing thing about that is he got it from the Humane Society.
Now, I would imagine snakes fall in the category of those things that people buy
and they
like on Easter, and then they get big and they're like, "I don't want this thing anymore." And they're afraid to flush it down the toilet because of the revenge that happens when you do that with animals.
Mm, yes, that's true. That is bad news.
They grow and they come back for you and your children and sweet sequels and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So they probably just take it to Humane Society. I just want to tell you, Humane Society people, you have my permission to go ahead and kill any and all snakes immediately.
And spiders.
Yeah. People bring in spiders. "I found this moth. This moth was in a very private place. I don't want to say where.
I don't want to kill him.
But I don't want to kill him. And I thought maybe you guys could find another piece of junk for him to,
because you're amazing,
to hover around." Oh, Lord. All right. Well, that's our show for today, guys. I enjoyed it. I hope you did, too. I always like to play the music when we do this. So there we go.
Yes, it gives you a sense of closure.
Yeah, it does. Thank you guys so much for being with us today. I appreciate you all. Blah, 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 blah. And I have to read it to be able to appreciate you properly. Send your stories and try to keep them to around 400 words or less to james@nlcast.com or use our new SpeakPipe. That sounds so terrible, but it's at podcast.nlcast.com.
Hmm.
Moth found a speak pipe, I think.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's your way out. Visit our website, podcast.nlcast.com, where you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. That's John and me. Leave us an iTunes review if that's how you found us. Follow us on Instagram and all the other grams possible. Check us out. Check out the archive of NLCast network shows available for download at NLCast.com. Took me a while to get that sentence out. Thanks to our sponsors and our patrons, and thanks to Rob Gobers for our theme music, our spouses for letting us record, our contributors, and everyone who listens. And remember, when you tell your funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening. Peace out.
Peace.
Representing the Boogs.
You can disregard that last voicemail. I was emotional. But I really do like fart jokes, and I really do miss you guys, so it'd be cool if you made another episode. I understand if life's busy and stuff. I was just emotional, so sorry about that. Bye.
I've often wondered if I couldn't just do a beat and rap anymore. If I'm thinking about practicing. Let me try it. Like right now, I'll do a beat. Okay, I've got this music thing.
Cool.
Let's see here. And then you're gonna give me something. I'm gonna see if I can't do a sing song rap about it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, because if we can, then we've got a new thing that we can do for the show. Okay.
Now, throw me down a fresh rhyme about tagging stuff with boogers.
Boom, 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 boom. See, it's a pretty cool thing, isn't it?
It is pretty cool. Boom.
Well, I was in my kitchen trying to get me something to drink because I had to get water at the sink. I had to take my pills. They keep me sane. I had to do that because they help my brain. I took them down. I drank them up. I tried to put the water in my mouth from the cup, but instead of the water, I got a straw. It came up in my nose and said, hey, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now you throw in the boom.
Oh, yeah. Bloop, 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 bloop,
boom. Yeah, yeah. Dad is fat.
Okay. I am a comedian. I had a bunch of babies. Have you seen me lately? My wife is going crazy. Every 12 months, I have another one. And we have them at home. Like, think of it. I was doing pretty good there for a second.
Yeah.
I just would need to practice and probably slow it down a little bit. That's the thing. So, all right. It was a good experiment.
It's fun.
It was fun.